Hello everybody. This is the translation of the message for Sunday the 5th of May. The voice of God. Today I would like to talk a little about the voice of God. All over the world people long to hear God's voice. How does God speak? Is it possible to hear his voice? Does God speak to us? If so, how do we understand it? How should we listen to it? There are many voices in the world that want our every attention. How to discern the voice of God? God speaks and we can hear his voice. Christianity is a relationship. Every relationship is established and maintained through communication. Learning to hear God's voice is vital if we want to deepen our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Jesus told his Father, "Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." John chapter 17 verse 3. God's plan is for us to know him intimately. Therefore we must learn to hear his voice. God speaks to us in many ways. God is not limited to one form of communication. He is all-powerful. He is omnipresent. He is sovereign. The Bible is full of stories where God speaks to individuals, families, and nations. In the past, God has expressed himself in different ways, and the same is true today. God speaks to everyone through his creation. Psalm chapter 19, verses 1 and 2. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. Therefore God speaks to us through creation. The very first words written in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created. God communicated through various means, including through angels, his chosen spokesmen or prophets, dreams, visions, and even a donkey. In the Gospel of Luke, God speaks through his servants and angels who announce the birth of John the Baptist. In 2 Samuel, God speaks to David through his prophet and to the people through his angels. In Genesis, God speaks to Joseph through a dream. In Acts, God speaks to Ananias in a vision, and in the book of Numbers, God uses a donkey to speak to Balaam. In the Psalms, the voice of God is said to be powerful and full of majesty. In the books of Exodus, Job, and Revelation, it is compared to thunder, living waters, harps, and trumpets. On the other hand, according to 1 Kings, God spoke to Elijah, not in a loud way, like the wind, an earthquake, or a fire, but in a small, still voice. On other occasions, the Bible records that God spoke directly to his servants, but the sound of his voice is not described. God spoke to Noah, saying, "The Lord told Noah not to speak." The Lord said to Abraham. The Lord said to Moses. The word of the Lord came to Isaiah in these words. God spoke to us and still speaks to us through his Son. Look at Hebrews chapter 1. Many times and in many ways God spoke in times past to our ancestors through the prophets. And now in these last days he has spoken to us through the Son. He made him the heir of all things, and it was also through him that he created the universe. This Son is the radiance of God's glory and the perfect expression of his being. He upholds all things by his powerful word. And having accomplished purification from sins, he sits down in heaven at the right hand of the mighty God. When Jesus was on earth, God spoke to us through his Son. He spoke to us not only through his words and teaching, which are recorded for us today, but also through his example of holy, loving, sacrificial living. So God always speaks to us through his Son. When we allow the life and words of Jesus Christ to influence our own words, thoughts, and actions. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. John chapter 16, verse 13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. If you are a believer, the Holy Spirit lives in you. As Christians, let us let go of this idea of inviting the Holy Spirit to come and be present. The Bible clearly tells us that every believer who is truly born again in Christ is indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. However, you must carefully nurture your relationship with your Heavenly Father in order to learn to hear his voice. As you grow in faith and mature as a believer, you will learn to hear God speaking. Jesus said, My sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me. John 10, verse 27. I often think of this verse with the idea of a child. When a child is born, he is happy to be cuddled and loved by anyone. But as he grows up, it becomes more difficult to get away from his mother. How many times have you held a young child in your arms and he started to cry? He wants to be with his mother. He knows his mother's voice. He hears his mother talking and he wants to be with her. You see what I mean? Jesus says, My sheep hear my voice and follow me. God speaks to us through his word. The Bible is one of God's provisions to equip us to do his will. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Inspired by God and written by his human instruments, every word of the Bible is true, living, and active in our lives. The Bible is an absolutely essential part of your walk with God. You must not neglect his word. Through reading God's word, he speaks to you personally and powerfully today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe. Read, memorize, and meditate on God's word. Through his Holy Spirit, who dwells in every believer, God will draw your attention to particular verses or passages. It is not just a matter of reading to learn, but the word of God must transform our actions, our words, our way of life. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. The passages that God highlights for you will have a special application in your life because of the decisions you face, the questions you ask yourself, or the pressures you are under. As you meditate and obey the verses to which the Spirit of God leads you, God will guide you. We have many examples in Scripture of the importance of God leading through his word. Look at the powerful statement in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 to 9. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Look at what God said in Joshua chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Then we move on to the New Testament and look at Paul's words to the Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed a work in you who believe. Are you ready to believe what God tells you through his word? If so, your heart is ready to hear God speak. If you reject what is written in the Bible, your unbelief will likely prevent you from hearing God's word. Hearing what God says does not mean simply agreeing that he has spoken. On the contrary, to listen to him is to take his words and instructions to heart with the intention of obeying them. In fact, a key Hebrew word for hear is also translated obey. When God calls us to hear his voice, he not only calls us to listen intelligently and attentively, but he also tells us, listen to obey. To hear God's voice, it is essential to be determined to honour and obey God's word. Through obedience, you demonstrate your love for God. If you receive light, it brings more light. Rejected light brings darkness. If you resist his word, your fellowship with God will be limited. Jesus said, whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. John chapter 14, verses 21-23. God speaks to us through prayer. God also speaks to us when we pray. Unfortunately, many view prayer as a monologue. They tell God what they need and ask him for what they want. But true prayer is a dialogue, a two-way conversation. You speak to God and God speaks to you. When you pray, God turns your attention away from your needs and towards his love and power. Through prayer, God adjusts your perspective to his purposes, establishes his priorities for your life, and leads you into all truth. When you pray, God hears you and responds with yes, no, or wait. A non-affirmative answer is always a direction. It is vital to hear God's clear answers to your requests. As you spend time with your Heavenly Father in prayer and come to know him through his word, you will hear his voice and feel his guidance. You will learn to consider the circumstances of your life with discernment and to perceive God's answers to your prayers. God always answers prayers, but hearing his still, small voice takes practice. Be like Elijah. Attentive, obedient, patient, and listen. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 to 13. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? God wants to make his will known to you. God speaks to us through other people. The Bible records many instances where God used one person to convey his message to another person. The prophet Nathan conveyed God's message to David. Ananias conveyed God's message to Paul, etc. God may speak to you through a friend, a relative, a pastor, or even a stranger. You would do well to confirm what you hear God say by seeking to confirm this direction through wise and godly people. One of the best places to find people who can give you divine counsel is the believers you have fellowship with. God wants to speak to you through his body, the church. The scriptures exhort believers to be in constant fellowship with other believers. as in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Do not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. God speaks to us through circumstances. Seek God diligently and be attentive to his actions around you, because another way God speaks to us is through our circumstances. For example, God may close a door of opportunity by not providing enough funds in order to guide you towards his will. When you focus on the Lord, especially in difficult or painful circumstances, God can show you his perspective and direction regarding your situation. Rather than trying to discern your situation with your limited knowledge and understanding, you can acknowledge the Lord in all your ways and trust in his love for you, his sovereignty, his plan for your good. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. God is completely trustworthy. Although God can direct you through your circumstances, these should generally be aspects confirming God's will, and not the sole determining factors in a major decision. Always seek confirmation in God's word. With God, nothing is impossible. There is no shortcut to learning to recognize the voice of God, just as there is no shortcut to moving from childhood to adulthood, maturity, whether physical or spiritual. It takes time. Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones said in one of his books, where he talks about following God, "The depth of your walk with God is directly proportional to the zeal with which you seek him. If you seek God half-heartedly and inconsistently, you cannot expect to hear him speaking deep within you. But if you discipline yourself to focus on the Lord and diligently obey everything he says, then you will be ready to experience God on an ever deeper and more personal level. God has invited you to deepen your relationship with him. The depth of that relationship is ultimately up to you. If you don't hear God's voice, examine your heart. The Bible says, examine yourselves. This is something only you can do. Before a holy God, we may have something hindering our relationship with him. Ask the Lord to reveal to you what is hindering your relationship with him, then obey him. Ask God to give you ears to hear and a pure heart to obey. Finally, God is not limited in anything. He is not limited to certain methods of communicating with his children. Just as he creatively and dramatically used a donkey to rebuke Balaam, God can just as creatively and dramatically communicate his message to your heart by reading his word, listening to someone pray, listening to the testimony of another, or suddenly grasping the full meaning of a song you hear. With God, nothing is impossible. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. In closing, I would like you to listen again to the words of the Lord Jesus that John wrote in Revelations chapter 3, verse 20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. What a beautiful image of communion with our Lord Jesus. Today, let us be ready to open our hearts, to hear God's voice, and to live our lives in his service, seeking to please him. Amen.